Brethren, we have met to worship and adore the Lord our God.
It's time for the Holy Manna radio broadcast with Brother Byron Chesney, pastor at Highland Baptist Church. For the next few minutes, Brother Byron will be bringing you some truths from God's holy word. So have your Bible ready and follow along with Brother Byron.
Hello, friends. This is Brother Byron again. I hope you're having a wonderful day and the Lord's blessing you. I tell you, the Lord is far better to me than I deserve. How about you? Well, listen, I want to speak to you today about something that I believe is of great importance. I think that you'll agree with me by the time I'm finished. Perhaps some of you knew my dad. When he was living, my dad was a history teacher in Knox County schools. He was a teacher for 30 years until he retired. And he was also a church Sunday school teacher. And he spent many hours studying and preparing for his lessons. And he was a great teacher. I mean, if I could, you know, I know he's my dad, and I'm proud of what he used to do. But listen, people would come up to me all the time and they'd say, your dad is probably the greatest teacher I've ever sat under. And so I come from a legacy of a great man that was a great teacher. And while I pale in comparison to the way that he could teach, I was recently going through some old files that I had stored on my computer. And I was looking at some of the Sunday school lessons that my dad had taught and we had recorded. And one of those that I listened to, he shared his personal testimony of how the Lord had saved him. Now, my dad, if you knew him, he was a fairly quiet man. But now, when he taught, he was not quiet. He could teach and wasn't shy at all about teaching. But if you just talk to him in everyday life, he didn't have a lot to say. He didn't talk a lot. But I was so thrilled to hear his testimony again because I rarely got to hear it. But he mentioned in that recording that he didn't think he had ever shared his personal testimony with the church, and he wanted to share it. Like I said, you can't imagine the joy it was for me to listen to it. But ever since I listened to my dad's testimony on that recording, the Lord has been dealing with me about testimonies. You know, folks just don't seem to share their testimonies like they used to do back in the days. I was born in the 60s, and I grew up in the 70s. And back then, while it was a common thing for people to go to church, and you hear folks telling everybody their testimony of how the Lord had saved them, or they'll just give a testimony about what God had done in their lives. I've heard so many of these old saints that I once knew that would get up and just share their testimony right there in the middle of church. If the pastor, you know, if he gave an opportunity for folks to speak or to give a testimony, there was always somebody that wanted to get up and tell what the Lord had done for them. I sure do miss those days. Well, as I was studying on this thought about testimonies, I came across some great truths from God's Word, and it deals with our testimonies. So if you have your copy of God's Word, would you please turn with me in the New Testament to the book of 2 Timothy, chapter 1, and I want us to look at verses 1 through 10 today. 2 Timothy, chapter 1, verses 1 through 10. And here the Bible says, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, according to the promise of life which is in Christ Jesus, to Timothy, my dearly beloved son, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. I thank God, whom I serve from my forefathers with pure conscience, that without ceasing I have remembrance of thee in my prayers night and day, greatly desiring to see thee, being mindful of thy tears, that I may be filled with joy. When I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois, and thy mother Eunice, and I am persuaded that in thee also. Wherefore I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God which is in thee by putting on of my hands. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Now listen to this in verse 8. Paul says, be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me, his prisoner, but be thou partaker of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God, who has saved us and called us with an holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began, but is now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who hath abolished death and hath brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. Let's pray. Father, thank you for the reading of your word. God, I'm praying now that you bless it. Help us now, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, here in our opening text, the Apostle Paul, he's writing to his dear son in the faith, Timothy. And he says these words there in verse 8. He said, be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord. That word testimony right there, it means to bear witness or evidence of, or to testify of something. Well, Timothy, as you know, was a young pastor at the church of Ephesus, and he had a few problems. From what we read in the Bible, it appears that Timothy was rather timid, and that he might have felt that as if he was too young or inexperienced to pastor such a great church as Ephesus. And he evidently believed that his youth was preventing him from being taken serious by people. That's why Paul wrote to him in 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 12, let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity. But here in our opening text, Paul tells Timothy to not be ashamed of the testimony of our Lord. In other words, Paul says, listen, Timothy, don't be afraid to tell people what the Lord has done for you. Share it with others. Tell them how he saved you and how he's helped you in your daily walk. My friend, whether you realize it or not, God is still performing miracles today, just as he did in the days when Jesus walked the earth. You listening right now to this broadcast, right now under the sound of my voice, you have probably had some type of miracle in your life that God has wrought. I hope that you realize that. You know, some people just aren't aware of the miracles that God is doing for them. Some people chalk it up as luck or coincidence when something happens in their life, and they never even consider that it was the Lord working in them. Oh, no, friends. Listen, I do not believe in luck or coincidence or happenstance. Listen, I believe in God's providence. But very rarely do you hear testimonies like you used to. I'm not talking about these testimonies that people give that give more glory to the devil than they do Jesus. I mean, some people, they'll spend a whole lot of time dwelling on their past sins like they're proud of them, and they go into great details of morbid things that really, we don't need to glorify the devil at all. Our testimonies are to glorify God. Now, I know we want to let people know what God's brought us out of, but listen, let's give more glory to God than we do the devil and our past sins. Our testimony should give glory to the Lord Jesus. And listen, if you're saved today, you have a testimony. I've heard people say things like, well, you know, I don't ever give my testimony because it's really not very exciting. Nobody wants to hear about me being saved when I was a little boy or a little girl because I hadn't ever really done anything bad or anything. Listen, friends, just because you were never a drug dealer or a drug addict or a drunk or a thief or a murderer, it doesn't mean that you don't have a great testimony. You know what it tells me? It tells me that God saved you early and protected you from all those horrible things. That right there in itself is a miracle and a great testimony. Oh, what we need today, friends, are more Christians willing to give their testimonies of what the Lord has done for them, to tell the world what Jesus has done in their life. Are we ashamed of our Savior? You know, the Bible says over in Luke chapter 9 and verse 26, the Lord Jesus says, "For whosoever shall be ashamed of me and of my words, of him shall the Son of Man be ashamed, when he shall come in his own glory and in his Father's and of the holy angels." My friend, I think we need to testify to the things the Lord has done for us. When's the last time you, listen to me right now, yes, you, shared your personal testimony of what the Lord has done for you? Listen, I've told my testimony to the church and to other people probably hundreds of times. There's probably some folks that could tell it just as good as I could. But listen, the testimony that I have of what God done for me, and listen, I was one of those young children that got saved at an early age of only 6. I hadn't done, you know, a lot of things bad. I know I'd lied and I'd done things that my parents told me not to. And one time I stole a piece of candy from the store when I was little. But listen, any of those things right there was enough to condemn me to hell. And so my testimony right now, I can tell you, at 6 years old, I was conscious of my sin. And when the preacher presented the gospel to me and the Lord convicted my heart that I was a sinner, listen, I was bound for hell. If I'd not been saved, I would have went to hell. And so, listen, that is my testimony. I'm going to share it with you more in future broadcasts because I want to tell you in more detail of what happened to me when the Lord saved me. But listen, we're out of time today. But Lord willing, we'll be back on this thought again tomorrow concerning our testimonies. I think it's that important that we share the testimony of the Lord Jesus and what he's done for us. I'd like for you to pray with me, friends. Listen, let's pray. Father, we thank you for this time we've had together today. Lord, I pray that if there is one listening to this broadcast right now that has been reluctant or even ashamed of sharing their personal testimony, that they will search their hearts and realize the need to tell this world what you have done for them. Oh, Father, would you help us? Would you help me, God, to be a better witness, to give testimony, Lord, where it's needed? And Lord, we pray that you're the one that's glorified and exalted in all these things. For it's in the precious name of the Lord Jesus that we pray. And amen.
We pray that this has been a blessing to you. If you feel led to help us with the cost of the broadcast, our address is Highland Baptist Church, 6014 Babelay Road, Knoxville, Tennessee, 37924. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.